That's most unfortunate. I still can't quite understand how it happened.
As far as I can make out, there was a length of wire netting loose, and 815 must have got under sometime that night.
But if the door had been fastened, it wouldn't open of its own accord, would it?
It is possible that Tyson didn't shut the door properly.
They couldn't have got into Dr. Goodman's section.
No, we're quite sure of that. That was the first place I checked. I spoke to Dr. Goodman. He's sure.
Yes, well, that's something anyway.
I can't, Snitter. You'd better go on. I've had enough. Maybe I'll feel better later.
But if you stay here, Ralph, in the open...
Might as well lie here as anywhere. Where are we going anyway? I've got to stop, Snitter. My leg hurts.
Thank you. Suppose they start worrying sheep.
Well, then some farmer will shoot them, or realize where they're from and get on to us. In which case, we'll only have to pacify one local instead of the whole district. Damn shame, though. All that work on those dogs gone for nothing.
Stay where you are. I mean it.
Oh, we're no kidder. Nor need for you and me to start battling. Where'd you get that crack on the head, bunny lad?
The road was black and white, and then the truck came, and lightning shot down my head.
It is a dog, isn't it?
He's a thief.
Now give over. Let's all be mates. No need for a barley. Stick with me and we'll all be champions. Else you'll soon be dead.
Dead?
Aye, dead. And no argument about it.
We're not about to die.
No? Why, Hindi, you've got no chance at all. I've been watching you the last 2 days. You're not last. I'll run your heads off, racing about the hotel.
What do you mean? What do you say?
Just a proposition, Bonnie lads. If you'll hunt and kill with me, I'll keep you meat, then you can get your meat. You'll run through the meat and follow me feet.
I don't understand a word he's saying.
He'll show us how to live out here if we let him share what we've killed. I let him. That's it. Why, you'll have no bother with me. I'm a delicate eater.
I don't know. It would pick at me meat.
He'll cheat us and run away when it suits him. Bloody thief, that's what he is.
Well, we've nothing to lose. He's a sharp one, Ralph.
If you're still here when it's light, we'll decide what to do then.
Ah, now you're talking sense. Keep tight of all your meat, and good luck will we.
What do you call yourself?
I'm the Todd. Todd, you know. Kenny's Todd or Moose. Mr. Ackland, I wonder if you'd consider doing a small job for me.
Who's this I'm talking to?
Boycott. Dr. Robert Boycott. I'm with the Lawson Park Experimental Station in Coniston.
Oh, I? What kind of dog?
Well, I understand that there are two dogs that have been worrying sheep up near Thurlow. If you have the time, I'd be most grateful if you could see your way clear to ensuring that they don't do any more damage.
Thank you.
Did you hear that noise? Do you think it's a sheep got in at the back?
Can't tell. Wait a minute. Hey, there's two dogs down there. They're pulling the rubbish all over the place. Oh, what a nuisance.
The two dogs, are they? I've not seen them before.
Lord's sakes. Ted, look, it's almost cut in two. Did you ever see anything like it?
The big one. Do you remember what Dennis said?
That must be the dog that killed poor Mr. Chapman down in Coppenby. Don't go down, Vera.
I am going down. I'm not hiding in there. I'm straight up and see rubbish up and down the yard.
boy got here? The undersecretary. Well, yes, of course I'll speak to him. Good afternoon, sir. It has been inconvenient. I've taken steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Suspend work, please. Good women. No, of course not.
Thank you.
try. I'll get you there.